For almost 4 years, Scott Methvin was Queen Elizabeth's piper. He would play at events, play on demand, play tunes she loved. He left the army almost 3 years ago and the role he performed for the Queen, but left with memories of a woman he respected and admired.
For me personally, this wasn't just someone that's on a pound coin or on a banknote. You know, the Queen's a real person to me. For me, I had a wee tear in my eye. Yeah, I was absolutely gutted. I feel like I've lost a member of my family, to be honest, genuinely.
There have been 17 people appointed the Sovereign's Piper since 1843. Only 8 are still alive. The former drum major considers it a huge honour to have glimpsed behind the curtain at a royal life well lived.
Some of the things have been said about how quick-witted she was, how funny, and but it's for me personally, it was her humanity as a person. That was a big thing. How she treated her staff, how she treated me as a person. She didn't act like a boss. She acted like a caring woman. That's the core thing for me.
The current piper will play a role in the coming days as a nation says farewell, and those who knew her and worked for her remember the moments they shared.
I joined the army in Stirling in 1989. I was just a young 15-year-old, and I swore allegiance to the Queen. Never would have thought that, go 20-odd years later, I would be sleeping 75 steps away from the Queen every night. I would class the Queen as a real person. She knew my name, she knew my children's name.
It is likely when Queen Elizabeth is laid to rest, there will be a final lament played. But across the country, those like Scott Methvin will say their own very personal farewells. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, Stirling.